Greg Burke was an assistant troop leader in Kentucky for years. Respected by scouts, leaders, parents, and even the church that sponsored the troop, he was forced to quit last year after he came out of the closet.
I would like to know what it is they don't like about me and what they're afraid of. I pose no harm to anyone. I passed all their background checks. I've been through youth protection training a million times. I've done everything they've ever asked me to do.
As a parent of a cub, now a Boy Scout, Burke still leads Boy Scouts and adults on campouts and trips. He just can't do so officially because the Boy Scout organization says, as a gay man, he's not qualified to lead. That makes no sense to him. Burke has been honored by Kentucky's legislature for his leadership, and he's a respected Girl Scout leader. That organization has no gay ban.
In the name of fairness, in the name of equality, and in the name of all that is good in scouting, I ask the executive board to please end this harmful policy of discrimination.
Despite demands from Burke and others that the Scout gay ban go away, some current and former Scouts, including Governor Rick Perry, want the policy left alone. He spoke Saturday, recorded by CBS.
Scouting is not a place where sexuality should be the intersection of. Scouting is about teaching a substantial amount of life lessons. Sexuality is not one of them. It never has been. It doesn't need to be.
The Boy Scouts of America, based in Irving, is meeting in Irving this week and could consider revising or changing its gay ban policy. Reports suggest the ban might be left up to individual troops, but so far, officials will not say if the item is even on Wednesday's board agenda, and it also offered no comment on the petition signatures. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.